This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
What's up?
Hello, Russell Dickerson.
Good morning, sunshine.
We are. What's up, you beautiful human beings?
We're crazy. How old is your son now?
2.
Okay, this is so joyful years, by the way.
It's so amazing.
So everyone says terrible, this terrible twos thing.
No,
and it's not true. Like, I feel like 2 is the best. Our son's 3.5 now, and he's getting a little sassy. But Holly and I were just talking. Our kids are both in school now, and my son, for the first time, he's in 3-year preschool. We have all basically been sick since he started school in September. And I'm like, is this just how life is now forever as a parent?
Yeah. I was talking to my guitar player. He's got 3 kids, and he's like, dude, kids are just always sick, and therefore so are you. And same, like, we just got back from Europe tour, and like, he was sick the whole time. We all got sick. It's just like, still got a little snuffleupagus going on. And you know, it's just part of life, I guess, now.
Yeah.
I'm glad this is on Zoom, because I'm pretty sure I have pink eye right now, because my kid is pink eye. Yeah. You know how you get pink eye, Russell?
There's definitely something going on there with your
eye. What happens? Okay. It's disgusting. I know. It's a disaster. Do I wear an eye patch for this? I don't know. Anyway.
No, just pull your bangs down a little bit.
I just need more hair. Just really just, is yeah. What's going. It's so much better now.
Been pretty emo lately.
or that's like what's that show that we use not Power Rangers, there was a chick that always had the hair over her eye, you know, when they do that with our powers combined.
Captain Planet.
Yes. I knew you would know that.
Yes,
congratulations. Okay. On the album, by the way, let's talk about you. Music
RD3.
Here it is. We're less than 2 weeks away, baby.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm dancing to the album, because it is. It's a little.
I feel like it wasn't that long ago when this came out.
That thing.
It was not that long ago.
But it was. I was like, oh, it's 2020. It was already 2 years ago. Happened like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
crazy.
Well, we are in a time warp or weird vortex, Rob. Yeah, something's happened with 2020. Like, we know. So let's talk about the album. One thing that I love is, I don't want to give any spoilers, but at the very last song is your little cutie pie.
Yeah.
And recording, I mean, that's so special, right?
Yeah. I mean, kind of with this album, we pulled out all the stops, you know, like, nothing is off limits. And so when we were recording this song, I was like, dude, we should get Remington to like do a little Goo Goo Gaga at the end, whatever. And it just like turned out so magical. And so it makes me cry every time I hear it.
It's so cute. What are you going to do? However, let's be prepared. Have you mentally prepared yourself for whether he may not be quite as musically inclined as you? Now, I know it runs in your family, so there's probably a good percentage that he's going to be fine. And he's probably going to be like, dad, let's go, or whatever. Okay.
He just plays the banjo immediately. That's the first.
He's like, look, dad, I can suddenly play the banjo. It's probably going to be more recorder at first, but are you prepared for that? Or are you like, no, it's okay. It's a teachable thing. This is going to be, everything's going to be fine.
I mean, either way, like, if he's, I hope he's better at music than me. But like, if he's like, yeah, I want to be an artist, I'd be like, Godspeed, my guy. Godspeed.
What, where would you like push him towards? Were you like, no, you should be a bass player or a drummer, drummers, or
I would say like a, either like a writer producer kind of vibe, or, I mean, if he wants to be an artist, he wants to be an artist. Like, I mean, my parents supported me 100% in being an artist. And, yeah, I just feel like I'm whatever it is, if it's baseball, if it's insurance, like I'm there. I just want him to be passionate about whatever he's doing. I want him to love his life.
I hear a lot of artists say that they don't necessarily want their kids to follow in their footsteps as being an artist, but as you know, as a success story like yours, what's your advice for someone who does want to be an artist, even if it is your son?
I mean, Tim McGraw told me the same thing this summer, is it's all about the songs. So until you have, don't try to do this until you have the songs. Keep writing, keep searching, keep digging. And once you have the right songs, then it'll be so much easier. I tried to do it without the songs starting in, 2011. I was just like, I'll just tour until this all starts happening. And then it wasn't until I had yours that, boom.
Yeah.
And now you have a great, compilation?
Catalog?
Yeah, catalog.
Catalog of songs. Yes, thank you for all the words. Either one of those words were going to be perfect for what I want. Can you tell us the story behind, what song? Every Little Thing, maybe?
Every Little Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that one just, like, everybody always asks, like, how do you write songs? Does it start with a lyric or a title or a this? And, like, that one just started with a whistle. Like, I was just like, well, that's kind of cool. So, like, put that down on the track and then added, like, the beat behind it and everything and put some banjo on the same thing, the bow, 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 bow. And then really just, I just kind of like, that was one that was built on like melody and rhythm. And then we just kind of started plugging in different, ideas. And it took us 2 sessions to actually finish that song. Cause like, I mean, it's gotta be perfect. And so, we had the chorus pretty much dialed in, and it was just really just figuring out what to say in the verse. And, our co-writer Parker would just drop in heat, like, my baby, she's Alabama, Dixieland of light, molasses, slow and sweet. Yeah, I was just like, go,
run with it.
So yeah, that's how that one came about.
There you go, Holly, looking good there. I think there's a dog or a child that was busting in the room. So
my nose is running so horrendously bad, and I don't want to offend anyone.
Frozen as a pencil drawing.
Yes.
Hey, I know this is going to be hard to pick because there is 15 songs on the new album. Mm-hmm. Is there one that stands out to you that is maybe the most important to you as a writer?
I think Blame It On Being Young might be the best song on that album, just because I've listened to it a million times, and still to this day, I've listened to it in the demo phase. I've listened to it after we recorded the master, and we listened to it for mixing, listened to it for mastering. And like, that song still hits me in the feels, man. It's just that nostalgic, back in the day, we all used to do dumb stuff. And I don't know, it's just like every aspect of that song, I feel like is, and that's why I put it first too. I was gonna say
that's song. I don't that's care why you led with
fast,
it right
slow whatever like boom yeah. Here it is.
I'm so glad that you brought it up, because I have 2 questions about it. First, yeah. You talk about the police bringing you home. I feel like you never got in trouble. Never. You look like that you follow like you're first. Mischievous, but you're not like totally rule breaking, what were you like when you were in high school and growing
up. I guess mischievous is the right word. Like, it was all in good fun. Like, we got brought home for TPing people's houses, rolling people, and like, you got even over trash cans. That's in the song too. Like, me and my buddy were like, oh dude, let's go around, it was trash day, let's just knock over every trash can.
You know what I did? Went around and switched people's lawn furniture. Take one lawn furniture from one house and you bring it over down the road to somebody else's house, and then you bring them somebody else's furniture. I thought they'll probably all meet each other. What a great way to meet each other.
Exactly.
And start figuring out that our lawn furniture is every which way.
Nice wicker chair, Beverly.
or you get busted for, was that grand theft? What's a theft? It's not, you stole it.
You're literally replacing, you're just moving it over here.
You did get arrested for TPing? You got brought home by the cops?
No, we didn't get booked. We didn't get arrested.
They just were like, hey, we're going to take you guys home.
Yeah, they were like, y'all are being little shits, so just get in the back of the car, we'll take you home.
That's nice. I feel like a good cop would do that.
Yeah, dude, the cops were cool in Franklin.
That doesn't happen these days, does it? Like, you're going to jail for that now, aren't you?
I mean, dude, this day and age, you never know, man.
Roll of the dice. And also my other question, when I was listening to that song, because I know you're friends with Thomas Rhett and he says he's an old soul, but I feel like you have a young soul, Russell. Would you say old soul or young soul for yourself?
Young, dude. Young. Yeah.
This is why you're maybe like a good yin and yang with him.
I think that's why we're such great friends, is I keep him young, he keeps me wise and, you know, family man focused.
Awesome.
What's some of the best advice that you ever got from some of your musical heroes that you've now got to spend some time with?
Well, I mean, touring with Tim McGraw this summer, he said, it's all about the songs. Like, and if you look at his career, he stayed true to that. Like, Tim McGraw has always had the songs. And others like from Tyler Hubbard, he always, like, we talked about touring and he's like, always never try to save money touring. He's like, you have to have the best show, the newest, biggest, baddest, you know what I mean? Like, never skimp on production. And I've never forgotten that. And that's why, like, we go so hard with our live show. And, you know, like, our lights don't fit into half of these venues because it's like we have this massive rig that we tour with. But then we get in front of, you know, Faster Horses, 40,000 people at this festival, and our lights are freaking top notch, you know, like, it's just as good as a headlining set. So that's, you know, little nugget there.
Yeah.
You said that you were just on the European tour. What did you guys, did you get a break to do anything fun? And if so, what was your favorite thing?
We went over to Paris for like three, four days, and it was magical.
Yeah.
We just chilled. It's like, you know, we're walking around Paris, see the Eiffel Tower. It's like 11 in the morning. You're like, probably time for an Aperol spritz, glass of champagne. We're in France. Let's go.
The French would approve of this plan.
Get a little lunch.
Yes.
Get a drink with lunch. Go get another coffee. You know, just like, there's a cafe on every corner. And it's just like, that's my vibe. It's much slower. Like, we were sitting next to tables, like, the whole time was like teenagers. And they're like, there's no phones on the table. There's no phones anywhere. They're having a conversation. They're talking. They're drinking a beer. They're drinking a coffee. You know, it's like that. I vibe with that. Like, connection.
How are they doing that? I mean, it's like, phones are everywhere. But what are they doing differently? That, because we are all so addicted to our phones, right? Like, I agree with you. I want to start doing like days or weekends where I'm like, look, no phone. Like, even if maybe me and my wife and my son, we go on vacation next time, I want to get like an old disposable camera and go, we're leaving the phones, you know, away, and we're gonna, because the only thing you really want them for on vacation is pictures, right?
You're gonna have crappy pictures, Rob. I'm just
so what? It'll right be now. Great memories. I think
that's a good point.
I know, dude. I've deleted the apps on my phone just for like my mental health, dude. Oh. Like, I just, you know, I can't, the scrolling and the checking and the comparison and all this stuff. It's like, dude, I can't. Like, I got an album coming out. I can't be focused on other people doing this and that and everything. It's like,
yeah, it's not healthy.
Focused.
Russell cannot learn the new TikTok dance. Okay. There's no time for it.
You know what?
I don't know.
That does
remind me. Paris is my favorite place. Like, I love that you said it's, I almost moved there. It's a whole thing.
Oh, you do yeah. have some,
I don't speak French though.
You have some great, social media content though, but I will, I will say that. So the challenge is, I guess, is putting yourself out there on it, but not like looking at every 2 seconds to see how many people looked or how many people commented right. and then yada, yada, yada. But it reminded me of, I don't know if we had a chance to tell you this, but what was that song, Holly, that he was lip syncing to that I thought that he was actually singing? And
oh,
remember that?
Golden Girls.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, thank you. Like, and we're like, oh, and Rob's like, and I was like, no, there's another dude that sings it. And then he lip syncs it. Yeah. And Rob hadn't known anything about TikTok yet. I go, no, that's what like people do.
I know. A lot of people thought it was me singing. Yeah.
I thought it was you. And I was like, I literally like texted her. We're talking to Holly and I go,
poor Russell.
Have you seen Russell? I go, I didn't know that he that I was like, he's just melting faces right now.
I think
I can still
should
post one of me actually singing it.
I think you should
be a good follow-up.
You could follow
it, but it was a long time ago. I think that was like 2020 when that happened.
And I think unless you see a Russell Dickerson live show, you also may not know that you shred on the guitar as well.
Shred a little bit.
Spaghetti. I should have wrote it down and I can't remember what song on your album, but it is a little bit of a like at 80s, 90s, like you know those songs like Don't Stop Believing, the songs that you're like, this
power
is the
ballad?
Song. Yeah, like, but not ballad, but it's beers. It's a beer song.
Beers to the Summer?
I think that's the one. I was listening to it. And I wasn't looking. No, it might not be that one. There's a guitar-y part.
Drink to this.
Okay, I knew it was something.
One with the big guitar solo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, listen to this. So I was, what can you, I'm not musically inclined, Russell. So I'm so sorry. I would totally know so much more about music if I was. What would you say that era is from, reminiscent to?
I mean, just the solo is definitely like 80s rock.
Okay, so
like
I wasn't.
Like hair metal solo.
Yeah, do you like, I mean, who do you like in hair, like hair metal-y? Like,
that's more Dan Huff, honestly. That was all him.
But really?
It's just like, it's this big like arena anthem, like this is the best night ever. One day we're going to have a drink of this. And I think he just like, he got the vision of this huge arena or amphitheater, all the lights up, whatever, and just like shredding. And I was like, that's amazing. That's it. Print it, send it, ship it. Let's go.
Yes.
You can hear it. It's so good. And then that song in general is just great. I love it. I really like this one too. So the album is amazing.
It's all good, man. Period. Congrats on RD3. We want to know who makes you laugh the most.
Probably either my friend Ben or Nate Bargatze.
Nate is
a comedian.
Nate is the best. Are you gonna try some stand-up at some point in your career?
I think about it all the time, dude. Like, I'm like, I think I could do this.
I could see it
doing like a little stand-up in the middle of the show or something.
Yeah, maybe be your own warm-up act, warm up with some comedy, and then play the show.
Honestly.
What if you came out not as Russell Dickerson, but as comedian blah 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 somebody?
Dicker Russellson,
and like you come out and you're like, how about them country singers? Or like, you know, like then it's in there's a bunch of somebody else can write the material. For
yeah, that's next. All right, Russ, appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Man. Good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate y'all.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.